From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. General Motors reports it lost $1.2 billion from the time it left bankruptcy protection through the end of the third quarter. That sounds bad, but it's a sharp improvement for the automaker. Michigan Radio's Vincent Duffy reports.
Today's earnings provide the first comprehensive look at General Motors' balance sheet since it emerged from bankruptcy earlier this year. The automaker remains majority-owned by the U.S. government, but says it's now prepared to start repaying $6.7 billion in government loans. The first payment of $1.2 billion could come as early as December. GM says it could pay off the full amount of the government loan by 2011. That would be 4 years ahead of schedule. Chief Financial Officer Ray Young cautions that the earnings results are preliminary and don't comply with U.S. accounting standards. GM says its earnings reports should comply with accounting standards by next year. For NPR News, I'm Vincent Duffy in Ann Arbor.
A big rebound in auto sales is being reflected in this morning's report on retail sales. Retail sales climbed more than expected in October. The Commerce Department says they rose 1.4% last month. Though auto sales boosted the figure, sales at many other retail stores fell. President Obama is in Beijing, where he's been sitting down with Chinese President Hu Jintao. Their meeting is expected to be dominated by trade and economic issues. Mr. Obama arrived in Beijing today after holding an American-style town hall meeting in Shanghai with college students, mostly handpicked by Chinese authorities. Mr. Obama said the U.S. is eager to work cooperatively with China to address major challenges. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says cooperation between the U.S. and China should not be limited to governments. He promised to increase the number of American students studying in China, and he reassured Chinese students the U.S. is not threatened by their country's success.
We do not seek to contain China's rise. On the contrary, we welcome China as a strong and prosperous and successful member of the community of nations.
The president was asked about social networking sites that are off limits in China as a result of government censors. He defended a free flow of information, saying it's a means for citizens to hold their governments accountable. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Shanghai.
And Iraq gunmen reportedly wearing military uniforms have killed at least 12 people in an early morning attack on a village near Baghdad. Officials say they suspect the killings may have stemmed from a tribal dispute. Violence in Iraq has fallen dramatically, but shootings, bombings, and other attacks are still common. 4 people were killed today in northwestern Pakistan. A pickup truck laden with explosives blew up after police challenged the driver near a police station close to the northwestern city of Peshawar. The attack was the latest in a string of attacks believed to be in retaliation for Pakistan's military offensive against militants. Militants have killed more than 300 people in the last month. And from Washington, this is NPR News. NASA is optimistic about today's planned launch of Space Shuttle Atlantis. Officials say the countdown is going smoothly, and the launch time weather forecast for Kennedy Space Center is looking good. From member station WMFE, Judith Smelzer reports.
NASA says there's only a slim chance of weather interfering with the afternoon launch. The agency's Steve Payne says there haven't been any technical problems with Atlantis either.
After many, many months of hard work, STS-129, Atlantis and her crew are nearly ready to fly. We've had a very clean countdown to date and are currently on schedule with no problems to report.
Atlantis is scheduled for an 11-day mission to the International Space Station. The primary goal is to deliver more than 27,000 pounds of spare parts to the outpost. NASA is trying to take up as many replacement parts as possible before the space shuttles are retired, since most of the equipment is too heavy to fit on any other spacecraft. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smelser in Orlando.
Prime Minister Kevin Rudd is apologizing to thousands of impoverished British children shipped to Australia who wound up suffering abuse and neglect. That's music from a flower-laying ceremony in the Australian capital of Canberra. It was attended by former child migrants. Rudd's apology was historic.
We come together today to deal with an ugly chapter in our nation's history. And we come together today to offer our nation's apology. To say to you, the forgotten Australians, and those who were sent to our shores as children without their consent, that we are sorry.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is also set to apologize for child migrant programs that sent children to former British colonies. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.